What is being done to keep Washington workers safe? On farms, no one should go into a silo unless they must. It can be deadly, and it's why the state requires specific written programs for entry and work in confined spaces. In one case, failure to comply with the rules cost the lives of two teenage workers. They were working unsupervised in a hay silo on the family farm in eastern Washington and were quickly overcome by poisonous, lung-burning gases created from fermenting vegetable material. There have been many other farm deaths around bins, hoppers, tanks, and transport vehicles where sand, grain, or other loose materials buried and suffocated workers. Every farm and workplace should have an accident prevention plan, which includes training about loose materials and confined spaces. Does yours have a plan? This message is from Labor Neighbor Radio, with funding from the State Safety and Health Investment Projects.